This is 15-Minute Fundamentals, where we interview crypto projects' core contributors and together walk through the charts available on Token Terminal. In this episode, we discuss the basics of Paragon's DAO, an economic and social partner DAO to promising blockchain-powered gaming ecosystems. At Paragon's, PDT token holders control the DAO-held assets while collectively participating in governance and growth via different initiatives decided by the DAO. Paragon's intentions are to add value to Parallel and later other gaming ecosystems, helping them gain user-based growth via strategic partnerships. In this episode with the project's founder, Ted, we learn about the basics of Paragon's DAO, the Parallel trading card game, current growth drivers and challenges, Paragon's business model, the PDT token, upcoming development, plans for the future, community activity, and more. Hey, Ted, welcome to 15 Minute Fundamentals. It's great to have you on.
Thank you, Oscar. I appreciate yourself and Token Terminal for having us.
Yeah, of course. And before we get into any of the details, it would be great if you can give us a quick intro to Paragon's DAO and maybe even your origin story or some context to a name change you've had along the way.
Yeah, I mean, firstly, we were called Parallel DAO, so like our name fundamentally has definitely changed. We started out as Parallel DAO, firstly with a vision to kind of just share assets within Parallel, specifically these masterpieces that received, you know, additional income returns from secondary market sales and then in-game actions that we wanted to share with like people that just wouldn't have the chance to kind of own those. So it kind of started out like that. And then, I mean, the community weren't too happy that we had labeled ourselves as the Parallel DAO. So, you know, in hindsight, we kind of thought that was a little bit selfish on our part as well. And we kind of went through a renaming process and we came back with Paragon. So a Paragon, you know, is kind of like, you know, like a perfect diamond. They're like the top kind of, you know, epitome of that diamond of that, you know, those fine players. And that's what kind of where we see ourselves as a premier offering. So that's kind of the history of kind of where we came from, what we were trying to do. And, you know, the vision hasn't really changed too much, but kind of the way that we thought we were going to do it definitely has.
And as the Parallel trading cards are such a core part of everything related to Paragons, could you explain what these cards are?
So the trading cards that we own are NFT versions of a trading card game, which is Parallel. Parallel, for people that don't know, is a sci-fi trading card game. It's based on five Parallel factions. And basically, they're all coming back to kind of take back the Earth. But there is one of the factions, which is the Earthens, which is kind of protecting what they already have. So I won't go into all the lore and everything on this kind of discussion, but it's the lore is purely a big reason that drew not only myself, but a lot of the people within Paragons and those within Parallel to the game. And it's a trading card game, so similar to kind of like Hearthstone or Magic in regards to its gameplay style. And for the length of time, it's kind of like your longest Hearthstone game and your shortest Magic game. So you can turn over a few games.
Got it. And for you guys, everything has started with Parallel, but you've since expanded to, and I'm quoting the website here, being an economic and social partner DAO to promising blockchain-powered gaming ecosystems. Could you walk us through what that means in practice?
Yeah. So, I mean, we look at it from twofold, right? So there's kind of the haves and the have-nots in this world. And when there's play-to-earn economy. So one of the things we wanted to do is remove kind of the capital intensity for players to access that ecosystem and have it as a zero capital requirement to participate. But we also wanted to provide the tooling and the infrastructure for those that wanted to be capital intensive in their effort to kind of take advantage of that. So, you know, that's for investors, guilds, pros, players, there's probably some other groups that I've missed there. But we wanted to pair those two players in the space. We thought that was a way that the GameFi ecosystem could thrive. So we built tooling and infrastructure that will help kind of achieve that. So we focused that effort around kind of Parallel, Arbo, and Frontier using what we call our reputation as credit system, which is kind of powers the autonomy of asset rentals within the Paragon's DAO ecosystem with all of the assets that we hold. And what it does is it leverages in-game data to drive a credit system that players can use for access to assets and other benefits, which is a credit system that doesn't actually require them to have any capital up front to get access to. It's purely driven off their in-game actions.
That's cool. And how does building this tooling and infra with these projects look like in practice?
I mean, firstly, we're building alongside Parallel. So we have some access to some alpha testing spots. So we'll be testing our player management system in line with their whole testing phase. We want to get this right. So the testing part of our proof of concept will, you know, last for about 6 months. And then we'll also build that out alongside Arbo and Frontier, who have really good relationships with at a dev level and with their founders, to kind of drive the same tooling that we're building for Parallel and to try and help drive a standard as to how these kind of ecosystems can thrive with both players and capital investors kind of within the same ecosystem.
And then if we move on to your financials, could you walk us through Paragon's business model? So what revenue streams do you currently have in place and what are the plans for the future on this front?
Currently, the cash flow to the DAO is through staking returns on assets that we hold. So right now we're earning kind of Prime and ETH based off assets that we hold within Parallel. So they're ETH returns from secondary card trading with the masterpieces that we hold. And then they've also been able to develop some Prime sinks. So autographed cards and the payload, to name a two, where users can spend their current non-tradable Prime within this kind of Prime sink to get kind of a benefit back. And some of those returns are still going to go to the asset holders, those Prime sinks. So we're aligned to still get those boosted returns as well on top of the case returns that we have. That's just one line of return that we have access to. I mean, the second and more important is our shared income model, where we'll share income with players using our assets, which is coming down to us just getting players to play on those assets, which we're hoping that the reputation to credit system drives opens the band wide enough where players don't need capital to participate there. And then, you know, finally, our permissionless infrastructure. So all of that infrastructure I was talking about, the reputation to credit system and the sharing, the way that we're sharing our assets, we've actually developed that into a guild management system, which we'll deploy with a recently acquired product, the Priming, which is a data aggregation tool for Parallel. And it'll be a product that's launched on there, which will allow anyone to recreate what we've created, but for other game ecosystems. So that will come with an embedded kind of fee model.
Yeah, so you're expanding the product suite and creating new revenue streams for the DAO, which is always great. And how does the PDT token tie into your economic model? So what is its purpose?
Its purpose at the start and foremostly has been just around governance. So managing like kind of the treasury and how it operates. So we've expanded to a council model where we have a Paragons council, a treasury council, and a core contributor council. We've kind of siloed some responsibilities between them, kind of so that the state and the treasury don't kind of have a hand in the both sides of it. And it's used for governance for voting in those epochs to elect those officials. Moving forward though, it will be expanding that governance infrastructure, the functionality within that governance infrastructure. As our own infrastructure progresses and the need for things like gauge weighting, voting and stuff will come into place. So there'll be additional reasons to be holding it up to kind of stake for voting. But in doing so, you'll earn the 30% of any returns that come through the DAO. So 30% of all income goes to stakers.
And how was the PDT token initially distributed?
So initially it was like a private sale to raise. And then we went to a public launch where we allowed people to not only buy it from a bootstrapping pool on Balancer at the same time as the launch, but also bond assets. It was what we called an initial bonding event. So you could actually put in Parallel cards to a bond and in return, you got vested PDT back. And that's kind of how we distributed it. We kind of said, you know, we were looking to raise collector cards with this vision. And we had users just come and deposit their assets and get kind of a liquid token back.
Now, from a business development point of view, what are you guys currently working on from a day-to-day operations point of view?
From a business development point of view, it's really just about talking to games that we think have some sort of viable success, which is why we have a kind of gone spray model on all different gaming ecosystems. We're still very concentrated into where we think the opportunity exists. So for us, it's about delivery. So we got a lot to deliver over the next 6 months that we spent the last kind of, you know, 6-8 months kind of putting the foundations on. And yeah, I think for us, that's kind of like what our key focus is for the next 6 months is right up until the public release of Parallel. So realistically, success for us looks like some, like us meeting those timelines that are involved with our rollout. We've got two sub projects to roll out in that time. With the Priming as one and another, I can't really go through at the moment. And then we got two key Paragons DAO products to roll out as well. So it's a busy schedule for us in the next 6 months, and we really aim to deliver.
Can't wait to see how everything plays out there. What would you say are the current biggest growth drivers or challenges that you guys are facing?
With growth, for us, the games aren't live. So one of the things for us is just to make sure, you know, making sure that the games that we are interested in are on track and on pace with what the timelines they're delivering, which kind of keeps us accountable for the timelines that we're on as well. So far, that's been great. So no really issues there, and that allows us to keep building and knowing we're delivering at a timely fashion that we want. The things that I think are challenging is the balancing act between being conservative and budgeting for a runway to make sure that you're viable over the next kind of, you know, 3-4 years versus gearing everything up to make sure delivery hits on time, you know what I mean, and going to break the bank. You don't necessarily get more just by throwing more people at it. So that balancing act, I think, is probably one of the biggest challenges that we face at this DAO.
Yeah, but that's great to hear that you're actively thinking about that, because it's pretty important stuff. Now, I wanted to ask about community contributors within the Paragon's ecosystem. How active of a community would you say you have, and what aspects of your operations do you see contributions to?
85% of my, like, the official full-time employees of this DAO were originally community members. So the vast majority of people that work here were originally from the community. So their contributions generally get seen and then rewarded in some way, especially if they do a bloody good job, which a lot of the time they do. I mean, to name a few, we've got T, who's our CTO, who literally came to us when we launched to try and help us put together our initial bonding event site. He just wanted to contribute. He's now our CTO. We have a guy named Flap Jackson, who's our chief communications and marketing officer. And, you know, this guy was a C-level in Canada that we're able to convince to come and work with us in this weird kind of metaverse GameFi space, getting paid from a DAO. But they were just there to contribute. They wanted their help and they thought they could see the vision as well. So for us, the contribution community has been great. We wouldn't be here like where we are today without our community members. They've ended up being paid and well-paid contributors to our DAO who are doing great things.
Awesome. And final question for this interview is, what's next for Paragons? And I know we covered a lot of what you're working on and where you'll be busy, but is there anything else from your mid to long-term roadmap that you'd like to mention?
This week, we've got a website revamp just coming out. So it's not really a hot topic. It's just kind of a redo of kind of our vision and kind of explaining what we've kind of discussed today. And it's more in line with the design profiling and everything that we'll be coming down the line with our infrastructure and application. We've got a player management ID minting process to launch in March. So it'll be free. Anyone can mint an ID. It's how you can then come and rent assets once that player management system is up and running. But in the short term, it'll be your ticket to a reward. We're going to be giving away some of those alpha spots to the closed beta testing for Parallel so you can get early access. And then, you know, throughout the next kind of 2 to 3 months, they're out April and May, the priming, which we've taken over, will get an overhaul, and we'll be deploying the guild management system at that point as well. So we're very excited about that. And then lastly, sometime in July, we can look forward to us being able to discuss and communicate our televised broadcast series of a Parallel World Series global event.
That sounds exciting. I'll definitely be following how everything plays out, and I hope we can do this again soon. Thank you so much, Ted, for taking the time to give us an overview of Paragons.
Ah, Oscari, it's been my pleasure.